because all the radiation will go away. Everything is changing. The illusion of remaining the same is where? Only in me, in the brain, in this animal who wants to be here no matter what. Yes?
Oh, from this inherited woe, many a mountain in the world has become tiny fragments and sand. This air is conjoined with the spirit. When divine destiny comes, it turns foul and stinking. The sweet water that was a sister to the spirit in a pool became yellow and bitter and turbid. The fire that has wind in its moustache, a single puff of wind calls death upon it. The state of the sea, from its agitation and commotion, perceives the changes of its mind.
Oh, here maybe it will help a little bit Persian here, because it goes beautiful suddenly. He's talking about the ocean, the Darya, you know, the ocean of knowledge that we all love. He would say, hal means the feeling, and the moment of this sea is ever changing. And you could understand it from what? From the changes in its cleverness and wit. That's whoosh. You see, this ocean of knowledge itself, look at it, it's changing. And its wit is increasing. Means we know differently. This knowledge is really improving itself. The willing heaven. What is willing heaven? I don't know if in English it makes that sense. In the original language, this is the will means turning. Charch. Charch is the name of the will, and at the same time, willing is charchidam, charch. And we call this universe the bewildered will. Not because it's bewildered, because it's a will that is turning around itself, like somebody turning around itself. See, this is charch sargardam. This universe, actually, this existence, ever turning. Yes.
Is that related to our friends? Would you call it, would you use that word for whirling dervishes? People who are turning and whirling?
Yes. While turning, they think about that. They synchronize physically themselves with the turning of the universe. Actually, they somehow, they try to manifest their awareness of this turning around. But Rumi will put something more to that. This charch, this wheel, bewildered, going around, is searching for something. Charch sargardan ke andar justujust. This universe itself is trying to find something. That's why it is turning. And hal o chun hal farzandan oust. Its moment is like the moment of its children, which are us. Its feeling is like the feeling of its children. Means, look at yourself. Why are you turning around? Because you're looking for something. The universe itself is doing it. We are a part of that. This, not research, search, or whatever you may call it, this search is universal. That's why we are looking for something. Because the universe is looking for something. How? By trying everything. Sometimes being at the top. Sometimes coming down. Sometimes going to the right. Sometimes to the left. This is not that it's a stupid chaos going around. This universe is seeking for something. Therefore, we look like it. Therefore, we seek something. We are looking for something.
The world in heaven, which is seeking and searching, Its state is like the state of its children, now nadir, now middle, now zenith. Therein are host on host of stars, fortunate and unlucky. For thyself, O part made up of wholes, apprehend the state of every simple thing.
Means that, okay, I talked about this big universe, and I said the universe is looking for something, and you don't get it somehow. Let's come back to you. What are you? You are a complex. You have a lot of different parts in you. Look at it. Then you will see that all the parts are doing something according to you all. Therefore, all of us, we are doing something according to the wholesome of this existence. Something like that. I don't know if I can say it better. Yes?
Inasmuch as wholes suffer grief and pain, how should their path not be pale-faced?
Especially, okay, look at it. If the universe is turning around, you should turn around. You're a part of this, right? And our feeling and our moment and our instinct and our instant all depends on that. Over there is pain. So there should be pain in me, especially because of us. You know, how are we? Especially a part which is composed of contraries. Because we are composed of contraries, the opposites, which cannot be together, they are together in me. The best example will be light and darkness. Remember, Rabbana inna zalamna anfusana, that zulm, that darkness. Is it in me or not? And the light is in me. Suddenly, both are in me. Everything, when you look at the human being, we have both opposites inside. We have the brain, we have the heart. Both are there. The silly thing is when we acknowledge one of them and we use that knowledge or acknowledgement for denial of the other one. So, look at us. We are so complicated. In Rumi's time, you are made of what? Your basic element is? Four elements, remember. The air, the fire, the water, and the earth. That's four elements, isn't it? Look at you. You are made of different elements. Why these elements are working together? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about these independent cells in you? They're living in you. They could be transferred to someone else. And they do the same. They don't even know you. Right? How come that within these elements there is an understanding that they don't eat each other? There is a knowledge of being together, right? Being a part of the whole. This knowledge is not limited to my basic fleshy existence, even in my soul, in my thinking. All of that I will see it, even outside in this universe I will see it. There is one totality that everybody and everything is a part of that. You know what's amazing? It's not very interesting when the sheep will run away from the wolf. Is it? Remember, you are thinking about that animal part, and Rumi is talking about that, and the other one is it. You know what? For you, maybe you are bewildered why the sheep is running away from the wolf. Let me tell you this strange story of wolf loving the sheep. What are you going to do with that? Remember, the heart, which is illogical and will do the things that you will not understand, that heart that gave the Adam first priority and the hint, that is here. Yes?